Tori, I realize we neglected to ask you yesterday about Christian Walker coming out of the game. I guess I assumed he was just getting off his feet. Now I see he's not in lineup today, and I wonder if there was more to it.
Yeah, not at this point. He, you know, he has a normal aches and pains, and I just want to give his body a break and get him off the field yesterday in anticipation of combining that with a day off today. So, you know, right now, I feel like he is in a good spot. I mean, offensively, he's been struggling a little bit. And I just think mentally and physically, you know, work through a couple things just to get a blow would obviously be the best case scenario for him. But all the athletes are going through some tough times right now, you know, and definitely want to get him off his feet and give his body a break.
Is there something you need to see take a step forward for him to get back in there physically?
Not right now at this point, no. No.
Zach Buchanan.
Or do you guess it's time to do a starting feed tomorrow?
Yeah, so I was going to make sure I checked all the boxes with the medical team all the way up until a couple minutes ago. So, Zach, I will be our starting pitcher tomorrow. I know you guys want to know what the corresponding move is going to be. We don't know that yet. So, I'm sure we'll let you know as soon as that happens.
Just how much of a boost will it be to get him back?
I think it's obvious what he means to this team and this rotation. And he is, you know, coming off an unbelievable 2020, where he continued to grow and learn, and then took that into the offseason. We saw that, saw the same things take place at the start of spring training. And, you know, we all know what he means to this ball club. And it's a welcome addition, as was Nick Ahmed, as was Cole Calhoun. And, you know, we're a good baseball team that keeps getting better with the return of all these injured players.
Nick, go ahead.
I had my hand up from before. You can go on to somebody else.
Greener, go ahead.
Yeah, Tori, how much do you think you can get out of Zach tomorrow?
I'm not sure yet. We're not going to overextend him. We got to be mindful of the time down and the fact that he had a very small fracture in his throwing arm. So we will have a number in mind. What that number is, I don't think it's been determined yet. And we will certainly not exceed that number. And then we'll just get, you know, be in touch with him inning by inning and really get some input from him. But the up downs, the number of pitches has not been determined yet, but we'll get there.
Thanks.
Tori,
can you also address Josh Reddick at all? Do you have any information on that?
I don't. But I saw that we signed him, and I know that he's getting through the protocols to get over to Salt River and start playing baseball games. You know, I have a history with Josh Reddick. I managed him back in 2010, and he was an up-and-coming prospect with the Red Sox. And was a very exciting player, played the game passionately with energy and focus. And, you know, we were super excited to get him back in and get him into our system and see what kind of shape he's in.
Jeff Summers?
Tori, do you have any updates on Joaquin Soria? And do you anticipate his absence going beyond the 10 days?
I think it's safe to say that he won't make it back on the 11th day. I know that he is having good days and he's progressing and things are moving in a very positive direction, but he's still continuing to throw the baseball with limited challenges to his lower half. So we're trying to protect that, but we're obviously going to try and make it as short as possible, but we don't have anything other than he's feeling good, he's in good spirits, and the calf is healing, but no timetable for his return yet.
Nick Vaccaro,
Tori, what do you make of Escobar's past 4 days? I guess I know you mentioned it right when we got home, those at bats were getting better before the home run. Do you feel like that was a thing that he needed to be reminded of to stay patient? What was he being a little bit too aggressive early on, or what do you think has flipped here in these recent days?
Yeah, I just think, you know, he's traditionally a slow starter, and he finally got a feel for the ball and the barrel, and you know, his space in the box, his timing in the box, and his path to the ball have been spot on. And you know, I had a strong feeling because of some of the data that I was looking at that he's making good decisions. It's just there, you know, he was probably not synced up with his timing, and I felt like that would come. You know, and then he's constantly making mechanical adjustments or just small little ideas to help get him through the baseball. And you know, we got three really good hitting coaches. I know we're watching a ton of video with him that probably helped him feel the trigger point, get back to something that he might have been missing for the first 25 or 30 at bats. So that's how this game is. So credit to the coaches for coaching, credit to Eduardo for accepting the coaching, and then all the rest of the credit goes to Eduardo for going out there and showing the courage to stand on it and get after it and have those results.
It seems like it's been particularly well-timed for you guys with Cattell. Mm-hmm. He was kind of carrying the load, it seemed like, and had been that force, and then right when he goes down, boom, up comes Escobar.
Yeah, I think that's what good teams do. You know, they don't rely on one person at one time. They kind of hand it off to one another and say that, you know, I got it for a little while, and maybe one or two guys get hot. And you know, not it's hard to accept that responsibility for the entire season and put it on one guy is really what I was trying to say. So I think Eduardo's always had this in him. He's been a tremendous hitter his whole career. So I think I said it a while back. He was an easy bet to figure this out. He seems to be in a very good spot right now.
Go ahead, Zach.
Or is there still no timetable on when you guys might get Davinsky back?
No timetable there.
Any other questions for Torrey? All right, hey guys, we will have Gallon in here shortly, and hopefully Escobar. So we'll send a new email when we have that.
Thanks, Torrey.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Torrey.